Sometime in the 1930s, there was this young boy who became completely obsessed with eating sugar. His mother was quite upset about this and tried so many ways to try and stop her son from eating it. Unfortunately, none of them seemed to work, and so she decided to take her son to go and see his idol, Mahatma Gandhi, in the hope that her son may at least listen to him. So they walked for many miles under the scorching sun to reach Gandhi's ashram. There she shared with Gandhi her predicament. "Gandhi, my son consumes far too much sugar. Would you please tell him it's bad for his health?" After listening to the woman patiently, Gandhi thought for a while but refused to give the boy advice. He told the mother to return in 2 weeks. The mother left a little perplexed and wondered, "Why would he not tell my boy to stop eating sugar straight away? Why do I have to wait until 2 weeks from now?" Anyway, 2 weeks later, they returned to visit Gandhi. This time, Gandhi looked at the boy and without hesitating, he said, "Boy, you should stop eating sugar. It is not good for your health." The boy nodded towards Gandhi and said he would do his best to stop eating sugar. The mother, while observing all this, became very curious and wondered, why did Gandhi need 2 weeks to just tell him that? And she asked this question to Gandhi, who smiled at her and said, "2 weeks ago, I had an obsession with sugar. I needed that time to cut back on my sugar intake." Wow, what a profound story. Interesting, isn't it? How he refused to tell the boy not to do something that he himself was doing, knowing it is not good for him. That's honesty. H for honesty. That's my word for today. Hi, this is Liz, and I welcome you to listen to this episode of Survival Alphabet. You know, when I was thinking about this story earlier, I was like, it's very few people who can be brutally honest with themselves the way Gandhi was. A lot of us hide our, you know, weaknesses under the carpet and only project the best versions of ourselves. We don't want people to know our weaknesses, and instead of, you know, addressing them, we want to tell others what to do while we're not doing it ourselves. One thing I've come to realize in life is that you can lie to everybody else, but you will never lie to yourself. You will always know the truth no matter what. You know, sometimes I look at people's photographs on Instagram or on, you know, social media, different platforms, and I'm like, I have never seen anybody who posts anything, you know, bad. And if somebody happens to see something negative posted about them, they will always try to pull it down or bring it out or remove it from the net, because that's not how they want to be portrayed. That's not how they want to be seen. They always want to be seen, you know, looking nice and glam and all that. It's good, actually, to project a positive attitude and a positive outlook on life all the time. But sometimes you need to be brutally honest with yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror and call off the rubbish in your life. Before you can be honest with somebody else out there, you need to start being honest with yourself. I know it's actually very easy to be honest with people outside there. You can tell somebody off, you can tell them stop doing this, or you're doing this and it's not right, or you know, all that stuff. You can be very honest with somebody else and tell them the truth. But when it comes to you, somehow you seem not to see the wrong in you. Maybe it's time you checked. This time when you're home, no, you're not very busy. Work is not as busy as it used to be because of what's happening. This is your opportunity to look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself the truth. If you know, for instance, you've been having financial challenges, look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, you know, all these challenges you're having, You probably brought them on yourself because of your lack of financial management skills. So you need to address this by getting some personal finance management skills. Look for a mentor to mentor you. I know for a fact this is one of the things I've had to address with myself, because yes, I haven't been, you know, very good financially. Not because I don't make money. Actually, I realize I do make a lot of money. But the thing is, I don't manage it very well. And I had to come to terms with that. I had to face myself and tell myself the truth. And when I did, I started making the right, you know, steps towards redeeming myself out of this situation. Of course, I'm still, you know, not out of the hole or out of the woods completely, but at least I am seeing some progress somewhere, because at least I have a list of all the debts that I have, and I've put a timeline as to when I'm going to pay them off, and I've put a strategy on how to handle that. If I had done that last year, maybe where I am today financially, I wouldn't be. I would be somewhere else better. But where did this all start? Because I wasn't really honest with myself to tell myself that I wasn't handling finances properly. I just used to take it for granted until things became tough and I realized I needed a change. Maybe you're not like me. Maybe you're better off financially and you know how to manage your finances. You don't need that lesson like I did. You don't need to work on that like I do. Maybe yours is a different situation. You could be in a wrong relationship and you're refusing to address that issue because you do not want people to see you as, you know, the bad person. So, you know, you're staying in a relationship that is abusive emotionally, physically, and every other way. But you don't want to face it because, yeah, what will the world say? You need to be honest with yourself first before you can even, you know, start thinking about what the world will say about you. Because guess what? When you're the one suffering in there, when you have heartache and, you know, you're bleeding inside, you will be alone. The world will be nowhere to see you. In fact, if you happen to, you know, drop dead because of that, probably very few of your social media friends will even be there to give you a good send-off. My point is, you need to be honest with yourself and deal with the issues that you know you need to deal with. Or maybe at a time like this, you know, when there's so much uncertainty, you know your skill set is on the bare minimum. And after this COVID thing is over, you probably don't even know whether you're going to have a job or not. But you're just sitting there, you're hoping for the best. Hoping for the best when you're doing nothing is not good enough. Hope for the best when you're doing something that is going to give you an opportunity, yeah, to get back to that office. I said it in a different podcast. You need to be prepared. You need to do something. Upskill yourself. Use this time wisely. Do something different. Get a new skill. Learn a new, you know, a new language if you must. But the point is, be honest with yourself and, you know, gauge yourself and see. Are the skills you're having today still going to be wanted after this COVID thing is over? Or will the changes that are happening in the world render you obsolete? Don't ignore this, because it is actually something very serious, and a lot of people are just taking it, you know, like kawaida. You need not do that, because change is coming. And if you don't change with the change, change is going to change you. Be honest with yourself, look inwards and see whether or not you're still going to be fit for your position when this thing is over. Honesty, let it start from you. Before you can go out and tell somebody else about, you know, what's going on in their lives, how about you look at yours and see what's going on in your life? Be honest with yourself. That's the best gift you can give to you. Be ignited, be inspired, be influenced to become the best version of the honest being you can ever be. God bless you. Stay safe and stay sane. But don't forget to be honest. Dishonesty won't do you any good.